At a press conference in a University of Washington building in the South Lake Union neighborhood, UW President Michael Young says that although the university is an innovator, it's falling behind.
We need significant amounts of fiber optic cable to be able to pass the data through that makes extraordinary breakthroughs and developments possible.
Young says a new national consortium called GigU could help. It's an association of 37 universities across the U.S. that are aiming to get private companies help in paying for infrastructure improvements. Seattle has several hundred miles of old wiring that need to be replaced. Upgrading to fiber optic broadband cable could make internet speeds up to 100 times faster. Some local companies are already doing this kind of work on a small scale, but it could get much bigger.
Verizon, AT&T, Charter or Cox Cable nationally. There's even Google.
Bill Schreier is the city's chief technology officer. He says GigU's efforts could also help the city of Seattle. That's music to the ears of Mayor Mike McGinn, who wants to attract and keep more businesses, which are at the heart of the city's tax base.
Because the fact of the matter is, we still believe in Seattle that somebody could start the next big thing in their garage. You know, or they could do it in the spare room down in the basement. And if you connect people with fiber optic cable, that's a potential.
To underscore his point, McGinn says decades ago, no one believed cell phones and smartphones would be so widespread. Now most people rely on them for carrying out everyday tasks. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.